This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump walked through parts of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday that were damaged last week in civil unrest that erupted after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Mr. Trump is engaged in political sparring with his Democratic rival Joe Biden over who would keep the country safe as the two head to the November presidential election. During his visit on Tuesday, Mr. Trump attacked, in his words, reckless far-left politicians, adding, "We must give far greater support to our law enforcement." Mr. Trump visited Kenosha, a 100,000-resident city on the shores of Lake Michigan, against the wishes of the city's mayor and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who said it was too soon as police continue their investigation of the shooting of Blake on August 23rd. Family members say Blake was left partially paralyzed. In addition, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the killing of 2 protesters and the wounding of a 3rd during the street protests after the police shooting of Blake. Police have charged a teenage vigilante, Kyle Rittenhouse, who claimed to be protecting Kenosha businesses. Rittenhouse faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The president declined Monday to criticize Rittenhouse, saying the teen carrying a gun had been, in his words, very violently attacked, and also, in his words, probably would have been killed if he had not opened fire on the demonstrators. Mr. Trump announced Monday that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in Democrat-run cities. Also, his words, adding that federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrest of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. From Washington, this is VOA News. The strongest typhoon of the year is on its way to the Korean Peninsula Wednesday after lashing Japan with strong winds and rain. Typhoon Maysak peaked early Tuesday with winds of 233 kilometers per hour, coming within a week of the first major storm and a few days before what could develop into a 3rd one. Meteorologists say Maysak, a Category 4 storm on the 5-level scale, could affect weather as far away as Canada. It's expected to make landfall in South Korea Wednesday as a Category 1 or Category 2. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 3 security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. The early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital, Gardez, according to an area police spokesman who spoke with VOA. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before 2 heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. The Taliban took responsibility for plotting the attack, claiming it inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces. A senior U.S. State Department official says the United States is considering imposing sanctions on 7 Belarusians it believes were involved in falsifying the results of last month's presidential election, which ended longtime President Alexander Lukashenko his 6th term in office. The official who spoke to Reuters news agency on condition of anonymity said the United States could consider imposing sanctions on Russia if it were to intervene with force in Belarus. The official said Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Bagan warned senior Russian officials last week in Moscow against the overt use of force in Belarus, which is a former Soviet republic. French President Emmanuel Macron has given Lebanese politicians 3 months to take concrete steps to rebuild the country or face sanctions and lose out on crucial aid. Macron has been central to international efforts to help Lebanon recover from political and economic crisis stemming from decades of corruption and mismanagement. The coronavirus pandemic and a deadly warehouse explosion in Beirut last month have only exacerbated the situation. Nearly 200 people died and thousands were injured in the August 4th explosion, which has been blamed on explosives improperly stored for 6 years at the city's main port. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.